Welcome to 7 Second Delay. It's not my show. Anything that happens tonight, you can't pin it on me. It's Andy Breckman's show. Welcome, Andy Breckman.
Thanks, buddy. How are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fine. This is really our first show after the election, I guess.
It is, yeah. Last week was Radio Chat Room. Thank you to everybody who called in for that.
We were just hiding behind the sofa last week. We were too scared to go on mic.
Yeah, definitely true. Thank you to Sam the Appraiser for...
Doing his best.
And Little Matty Warwick did an amazing version of Danny Boy last week. Did you hear that?
No.
No, you didn't hear it? You didn't listen to the show?
I didn't listen to the whole show. You don't have to listen to the whole show. It's one of the reasons I love this country. This crap is optional.
Not after January 20th.
That'll be one of the first mandates that come down.
Oh, yeah. They're reversing that. And everybody's going to have to listen again.
The crap is mandatory.
Yep. Taking away all your freedom.
Congratulations on your marijuana initiative.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And thanks to you for voting for it.
I voted 14 times that day.
Well, that's great.
Kept changing my disguises, my costumes.
Uh-huh. How many of those got counted, you think?
It's a good question. Hey, you want to hear a funny story? I was changing my costume so frequently, so often, uh-huh. I got mixed up. I wore the same disguise twice.
Well, that's what. Vote. Yeah, that's why I'm saying that if you voted 14 times, I doubt all 14 votes counted.
The lady said, "Hey, you're not going to believe it. You're the second pirate we've had in here today to vote." I was so embarrassed. Almost got caught.
What were your other costumes?
I went all out. I was Diana Ross. I was a clown.
Did you wear blackface for Diana Ross?
Oh, sure. But listen, if we're when we're on the air, listen, when the show begins, don't mention that I wore blackface on the air.
Well, we are on the air.
Wait, what?
We're on the air right now.
Well, that's because this blackface thing, that's on my list of subjects to avoid.
Okay, yeah.
It's near the top.
Well, too late now.
Too late now, yeah.
I could have hit the dump button if you had said something right away.
When will I learn?
I don't know.
I have no problem going around in blackface, but when will I learn to stop bragging about it on the air?
And also, going as a pirate, you know, that's cultural appropriation also.
It's on my list. I now regret it. Things I regret.
Okay, good.
But look, the important thing is you got your little marijuana boutique on the corner now.
Yeah.
Hey, you can open one up in the building. Aren't you a landlord?
Yeah, I would love to open one up downstairs.
Wait, don't you have room like in front of Monty Hall?
Well, we have room in Monty Hall.
Oh, you've got to do it, Kenny.
I want to do it.
Oh, my God.
It's like a license to print money. It's like a liquor. Yeah. It's like a liquor license.
Yeah. You'd be like a station manager at a marijuana store.
Oh, man. That would be sweet.
That would be your dream.
Well, I need somebody to research this for me because I don't have time. I'm sure it's incredibly bureaucratic, but I would love to lob in an application for a dispensary in Monty Hall. It's a dream come true.
Where's Ken? Oh, he's still downstairs. I could personally vouch for everything on this shelf. you can be their taster.
Well, I'm really proud of the way you voted. So, thank you.
Oh, pal, I'm there for you. I've got your back. And what else is going on? Oh, and then we have a new president.
Not quite, not yet.
Yeah,
probably, yeah.
After 4 long years, our listeners can finally go back to hating themselves.
Yes, it's about time.
Long overdue.
Right. I miss hating myself.
Wait till January, buddy.
Okay, good.
Thank you. It's like riding a bike. It'll come right back to you.
Are you sure?
Hey, yeah. Hey, listen, before we get to Una, in our show. I'm looking forward to it. I couldn't be happier. We should announce on December 5th, we have a virtual dance party. Right.
We have postponed the 7 Second Delay Battle of the Bands until January.
By popular demand, the Battle of the Bands has been put off.
But on December 5th, we are going to have a dance-off.
Dance party, 1 hour. You are a station manager. You probably know a thousand great disc jockeys, Ken. Who did you line up to be the disc jockey for this dance party?
I thought I would do it myself.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so you'll be the disc jockey. My daughter, Rachel, who is a dance major at Muhlenberg.
Is Muhlenberg, is that a dance institute?
Well, there was a major offered, and she took that. And then she was also the president. She was reminding me earlier. She was the president for 2 years of the dance squad that used to dance during half times. They called themselves the Percolators.
Uh-huh.
And she choreographed for them. They had a little motto, she reminded me. Don't be a hater, be a percolator.
Does she still fit into her percolator costume?
I am sure she does. And maybe she'll wear it on December 5th.
Oh, man, I can't. She can borrow mine if she doesn't fit into hers.
Apparently, Muhlenberg divided the student body. 99.9% of the student body were haters. And then 0.1% were percolators. Pretty rough school.
Yeah, that's like,
pretty grim.
That makes it really hard for the percolators to get up there.
Yeah, it did. They had to really percolate their asses off.
And all the haters are just throwing stuff at them.
Yeah, it was pretty grim. But she will be our judge, and there'll be a prize awarded. There'll be two categories for singles, people dancing around the living room on their own, and multiple dancers. Well, two categories, and there'll be real prizes.
Yeah, the prizes. Each prize is $114.50, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, each prize you will win $114.50. And so we invite you to pay $5. It goes to a good cause. Although I don't quite know. You never mentioned what the cause was. I'm sure it's PETA. Is that right? Or
no, it's
or Habitat for Humanity.
It's us. It's WFMU.
Oh, okay. Well, don't tell them that.
Yeah.
Just say good cause.
Good cause.
Go to a good cause.
Yeah.
And you turn on the camera. Ken will blast some tunes.
And you're going to do some dance instruction as well.
I will be instructing. I happen to know the secret of doing a good twist. Before the twist is played, I can instruct everyone on just give them some tips.
And I think you know the lurch as well.
I don't know the lurch.
You don't know the lurch?
Is that named after Lurch from the Addams Family?
Yeah, famous dance.
No, I don't know the lurch.
Oh, I can teach you the lurch.
I know the secret of clubbing and going out dancing.
What is it?
It's you don't move your feet. You just move everything else.
Oh God, I thought it was taking a lot of ecstasy.
Oh no, that's not on my list.
Okay,
but if you don't move your feet, you'll see you really can go the distance. You can like I can dance for 20, 25 minutes straight.
I've seen you. I've seen you dance.
Because I don't get tired.
Yeah, I have videos of you dancing, and I can attest that Andy Breckman's feet do not move.
No,
anyway,
move feet.
This
That's
is December December 5th. Tickets will go on sale next week, and we need some dancers. We really do need some dancers.
Well, everyone will be dancing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, everybody.
But who won't be dancing?
I won't because I will be disc jockeying.
Wouldn't that be creepy if just a couple people were dancing and everyone else just staring at their
Well,
screen?
That's what I'm worried about. That is exactly.
But there's a prize. It's $114.
Right, and 50 cents.
And 50 cents.
Okay, it's the 50 cents that does it. Hey, let's talk to Una. Una is 6 years old.
Why don't you remind us very briefly, Ken, just set the stage. We were on the air a couple of weeks ago.
Right, we were talking to Una's mom, Katie.
Una's mom, Katie, and Katie mentioned that her daughter
had been a hater. She had been a 7 second delay hater.
She used to hate us.
But then she became a 7 second delay percolator. It was an incredible transformation.
She turned the corner I wonder what did it exactly, but she started to like us.
Right.
And then when we heard that story, was it you or me, Ken, that made this offer?
I believe it was you.
Oh, God. Oh, God. When will I learn? Okay. You know what? You got to just count to three before you talk. Anyway, what I said was, that's a wonderful story. It moves us, right? It touches our hearts.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to do a show for Una.
And that show is tonight.
Right. We're going to do tonight's show for and with Una and for Una. She's picked the topic. Her topic is crazy neighbors.
Are you ready to talk to Una?
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, is Una home?
Yeah.
Hi, Una. It's Ken and Andy on 7 Second Delay, and you're on the radio.
You're on the radio, Una. It's your Uncle Ken and your Uncle Andy.
Okay, I'm 9.
You're 9? Ah, jeez. Okay, well, we're going to do the show anyway.
I was looking at the number upside down.
I was doing headstands, Una. I'm sorry, and the 9 looked like a 6. Has that ever happened to you? Okay, Una, we are ready to begin, and you wanted to hear stories about crazy neighbors, am I right?
Well, Una, do you have a crazy neighbor in your neighborhood? Ken, do you have a gun that I could borrow for just a second?
I do. I have several.
Blow my brains out.
I have several, but I think it might take a while.
You can FedEx it. You're right. I'd never get it.
Yeah, you won't get it by 7 o'clock.
Okay, then we have to deal with this. Hey, Una, do you have, Una, we love your topic. We love your idea so much. Thank you for this idea.
Hey, Una, can we ask you a question? Your mom said that you didn't like us. You didn't like the show at first. Can you tell us why you didn't like it at first?
Wait, what?
Oh, can you tell us why you did not like our show when you first heard it? Okay. That's a good reason. And Una, we're going to open up our phone lines now. The phone number is 201-209-9368. And you're going to listen to everybody's story of crazy neighbors. And then Una, you get to decide who,
that is kind of annoying.
Who wins $100.
Una, do you have a crazy neighbor?
Because it's kind of annoying.
Oh, our show. Our show is kind of annoying.
She's on a 3.5-minute delay.
Right. Our show is often very annoying.
Well, Uncle Ken can't help it, Una. That's the way God made him.
That's not the way God. That is not the way God made me.
But then you decided you liked us, right, Una?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Because my mom started listening to Clay Pigeon in the morning, and it's super annoying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it. Compared to Clay Pigeon, our show is okay. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ken,
all right.
We should.
Una, we're ready for our first.
We should have a clog dancing show as our lead-in.
You got it.
And then would be an even bigger hit. It's all relative, Ken.
I know. It's all expectations. Next week, clog dancing right before 7 Second Delay.
Oh, my God. You'll see. People will love us.
Okay. Hey, Una, we have our first call. And don't forget, you have to decide who wins with the best crazy neighbor story. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Franco Twinkie.
Hi, Franco.
So, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Well, this was about some neighbors I had when I was probably Una's age. I'm considerably older now, but this was, in the early 60s, we had an FBI agent living next door, but he moved, and these other people moved in, and they had these teenage sons who were delinquents, and shortly thereafter, they started selling heroin. Well, they had a pretty brisk business, and they had a lot of interesting customers. This one guy we called Mr. Clean, because he was real big and he was bald, just like the guy on the cleaning solution bottle.
Maybe it was the guy on the cleaning solution bottle.
It could have been, but
anyway, go on.
This guy wasn't a cartoon. He was real.
What are you saying, Franco?
Well, he...
Are you telling me that the Mr. Clean guy's not real?
Thank you, Ken.
This is not going to just, plan.
On behalf of everyone
Ken,
listening.
Ken, thanks, let's Ken. Keep on topic, all right?
Yeah, Ken, thanks, Ken.
Okay, so he, you know, Mr. Clean, he would, like, come down the middle of the street, like, in torn clothes, like a zombie, and all the kids would run away and laugh. And anyway, so one day they would shoot up in between our houses, and my mom squirted him with the hose. And he's like,
"Oh no,
hey,
no,
lady,
you don't do that, junkies.
Don't water over here. We're working." And so then my mom would, like, do a parody of him when she was making our lunch.
That's very interesting, because that's the last thing that I did to a junkie was pour water on him.
You shouldn't. Don't,
well, usually they're incapacitated because, you know, they'd take a shot and then they'd pass out. They'd nod off and they'd be, like, laying all over the front lawn. And that went on for quite a while, and then acid came in.
Okay, so I think we're going to end it there. Franco, are you standing upright, or are you doing a handstand right now?
I'm sitting in a office chair in front of the ironing board.
So you're kind of upright. Okay, so Una's the judge, and she's 9 years old. I was going to say,
so what are you saying?
Yeah, that we're gonna end your story right there. Andy, what's your prescribed way of dealing with people with substance issues?
Ken, this is so funny. Listening to you. Wait, what's your?
That's the best he can do.
What's your question, Ken?
What is you? Well, when Franco said that his mom was spraying the junkies with a hose,
watering the junkies. Yeah, I don't know what to what end. Like, what do you hope will happen when you water a junkie? But anyway, Una, what did you think of that story? So there were some crazy people doing bad drugs next door. What do you think of that, Una?
Pretty good.
What would you
Pretty
give
good
it
story.
on a scale of 1 to 10? With 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, like Clay Pigeon, what would you give it, that story?
5. 5.
Okay.
5.
It's a 5.
All right. Well, straight up the middle.
Not bad, Franco. Not bad.
I dream of telling a story that's worth a 5.
Thank you, Franco.
That's my personal goal.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368. We are asking for crazy neighbor stories, and Una is the judge, and the best story wins $100.
Ken, do you have a crazy neighbor story?
I do, but it's a little scary. I don't think I want to tell it to Una.
Well, so we're telling crazy neighbor stories, but they have to be appropriate stories.
Yeah.
Or told appropriately.
Yeah, mine does not have a happy ending.
Well, Una's That's heard good. Stories without happy endings. Una's seen Bambi.
Do you want to hear my story, Una? It's a little scary.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, one night I was asleep, and in the middle of the night, I woke up because there were two guys arguing in the apartment next to my house, and they were arguing very loud, and I can remember exactly what they were saying to each other. One guy was saying, "Just keep you going as far as here." And the other one would say, "Yeah, girls, running Z girl." It was just like that, man. That's exactly what they were saying. And then all of a sudden, there was a loud thud, and the whole house shook, like some huge weight had been dropped on the roof of my house. And I looked out the window, and one of the guys who was arguing was laying on the ground on his back.
Well, dear God,
moaning.
Ken.
Moaning, Andy. Andy, he wasn't a junkie.
Ken, what are you doing?
All right, we're going to end the story right there, and we're going to go to the phones. Hi,
the
you're on.
Could have ended with I was in bed at midnight. It could have ended. Oh,
That's exactly, Andy. That's the sound that he was making.
Una, how many points would you give that story? More than five, or less than five?
Six.
All right, I am in the lead, baby. Thank you, Una. And you didn't even hear the best part of the story.
That's the gold standard.
Hi, you're on the.
Promise us all as a gift. If you love us, you'll never finish that story.
I'll finish it next week. Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
Hi, Sam from Brooklyn.
I want to start by apologizing for saying a gosh darn idiot on the air a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's really inappropriate.
Yeah, hopefully you've learned your lesson.
I have, of course. So my crazy neighbor, Jacqueline, it was like torture what she did to me and my roommates at the time.
Oh my God, another Jacqueline story.
She had the water boilers in her apartment, and so our water boiler burst slightly, very small leak, in the middle of January, and it didn't get fixed for 2 months because Jacqueline absolutely hated our super.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't let him in the apartment, unsupervised.
Was this a hot water heater or was this a boiler?
Hot water heater.
Hot water heater.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we stumbled onto a boiler story.
It's very close to being a boiler. Go on.
There's a distinct difference.
Yes.
From what I'm told.
Sure.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Well, Andy.
Not if you're on the other end of the story.
Andy, a hot water heater just heats up the water that you get out of your sink and out of the shower.
Yeah.
Whereas the boiler heats up the whole house. It's very, very different. Two very different things.
They're not very, very different if you're what we call a listener.
Well, Sam hasn't even gotten to the best part of the story. Una, what would you give this story so far?
Probably also a six.
Six. Okay. So Sam, you're at six. You could improve that score because the story is not finished.
Okay, I'll try my hardest.
Okay, go ahead.
So we didn't have hot water for about a month in the middle of January.
Oh, that's rough.
Taking these freezing cold showers.
Ooh.
And washing with my dishes with these freezing cold water. And after a month, our landlord finally gets a new water heater, and it's working. And after about 2 days, it stops working again. And I look it up, and it's the worst rated water heater you could ever buy. Absolutely not recommended. And
was it a Frigidaire?
No, it's not. It was like something else. I couldn't commit it to memory because I hated it
dear
so much.
Dear God.
Okay, Sam, we're going to ask Una.
For a bowl of broken glass I could chew right now.
Una, what score would you give Sam? Did he improve upon his six or did he go down?
I think it's still six.
Six, okay.
Six. That's our gold standard.
Okay. Sam, you and I are tied for the lead. Thank you for your call.
Does anyone out there have a story that Una would rate higher than a six? It would be worth $100 cash to you. We would PayPal you after the show. We're at 201-209-9368. Ken, I'm so glad you're enjoying the show. I just hear it in your voice. you're spry. You got a little skip in your step.
Una, do you have any crazy neighbors?
Hey, Mom, do we have any crazy neighbors? We have nice neighbors.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Good.
Hi, it's Evan.
Hi, you're on the air.
Una, you should ask your parents to let you outside sometime.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mike in Toronto.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Una?
Good.
Good, good. So I had a neighbor in the 2000s when I was in college who was a neighbor of our attached house for years, and his wife disappeared one day out of mysterious circumstances, and the police went looking and didn't get any information out of
him. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is a story. This is how you do it.
There's no boilers involved in this.
Yeah, there's no boilers involved. Listen, Ken, take notes. This is how you do a story.
Yeah, this is
the guy killed his wife.
He didn't kill his wife.
That guy killed his wife.
No, the wife just disappeared.
She disappeared.
She went to Venezuela.
He was from Malta, and he kept going back and forth there now and then. And then he told us this story. We had a shared walkway with him, and he'd just sit out front, this old fellow, and like not talk to you, but talk at you.
Right.
As you're trying to enter or you know leave your house. And there was five of us in the house, and he kept trying to tell us stories. And he told this story years after the fact that, my wife, I always wanted to get her to see Malta, and she wouldn't come. And in 99, I try, and she didn't come. And in 2001, I try, and she didn't come. And in 2004, she finally come to Malta.
What?
And then he kind of had a twinkle in his eye as he said this. He says, and she kind of sort of fell off the boat and drowned.
That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it.
With a bit of a wink. Like there's all but a starburst.
Of course,
floating out of his wink, in a TV show.
Because the trail was cold. He wasn't afraid to even semi-confess to his neighbors.
Not at all. He even added, in international waters, he said. I'm not making
it up. Yeah, there's no law out there. It's every man for himself. Did you hear that story,
Wild
Una?
Wet West, yeah.
Una, this neighbor took his wife on a boat and pushed his wife off a boat.
Crazy.
And his wife.
Now that's a crazy neighbor. How many points would you give that story, Una?
7 or 8.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Let's say 7.5.
7.5 for Mike. Mike is in the lead.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, if I was judging Mike, you buried the needle. Best damn story I ever heard in my life.
You know, I just realized now.
There's something in
like
that story for everyone.
Later, we probably should have told someone.
Well, there's really nothing in that story for me.
Well, you're a married man, aren't you?
Cold case department? Someone?
Well, no. Well, the walkway. The
story is catnip.
The walkway that your neighbor was sitting on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Heated walkway?
It was not.
Ken, that's really not apropos. Because, see, Ken, that's off topic.
But if you heat the walkway, Andy, then ice doesn't collect on the walkway.
Not at all. You probably would have gotten the lowest rated walkway you could afford. I don't know.
Well, I love that story. I was taking notes during that story. I've already highlighted a couple of parts.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Love you guys. Have a great night.
Mike in Toronto, if you win, then you need to email me at the end of the show. And right now you are in the lead.
With a 7.5.
7.5. Una's a very hard judge. She doesn't go...
You're not going to beat that story. Had a neighbor. One day his wife disappeared. Best way to start a story I ever heard.
All right,
it's got to be interesting if it begins like that.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for crazy neighbor stories, and Una is the judge. She will decide who wins a $100 prize at the end of the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Oh,
you love
I've
the
got
show.
A story. My brother and sister keep telling me I have to call in with this story.
What's your name?
Beth.
Hi, Beth. Go ahead.
So a few years ago, my boyfriend and I are living in our apartment, and we start smelling a really bad smell.
Oh, no.
I love this story. This is almost as good as the other. I know where it's going. I'm already excited.
Okay, so there's a really, really bad smell.
The smell. So yeah. It's a hot summer, so we keep saying, like, have you showered? Why haven't you showered? Did you take out the garbage?
You know what we're going to find at the end of the story, Ken? Not a broken boiler. Just listen, Ken. This is how you tell a story.
But we kept, like, really, I mean, it almost, like, we were about to break up because we were so annoyed with each other because we didn't understand where the smell was coming from.
And it smelled like body odor?
Each other.
What did it smell like?
It's a smell I could never describe again. I don't know.
It's the worst smell in the world. It's like a dead, it's like a buffalo died in your closet.
Yes.
It's the worst smell in the world.
If someone hadn't showered for like...
Yes, it's so strong. Yes, it's... You can't even think. It's a smell that's so bad, it's painful. You could die from it.
Yes. Well, maybe not. I would die from it.
This is the best. This is the second best story of the night.
And so then we clean the
Andy, Andy, let Beth... Andy, let Beth tell the story.
No, it's okay. I didn't even want, like, my siblings made me call. They were like, you have to call. And
yes,
so then I cleaned the apartment from top to bottom, right? Still couldn't find it. It felt like it was coming in through the, like, outlets and stuff. Like, we couldn't figure it out.
Right.
And then one night, we see all these sirens outside of the apartment building. And when we go down there, the super says that he had noticed a car on the street. He knew whose car it was. Kept piling up parking tickets for the past 3 months. So they went to her apartment.
Was she directly
And
below
they had
you?
To bang down the door. It turns out the woman in the apartment directly below us.
Yeah, below
she was
you.
An old she was an old woman, so this is not appropriate. She was a very old woman, but she had died for 3 months.
Well, hang on, Beth, before you finish the story, are you sitting upright, standing upright, or are you...
Why is that even a question?
I'm sitting.
You're sitting and you're upright. Upright sitting. Okay, so Una is 9 years old. So go...
It was a very old
one. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's an old lady. Her time had come.
Yes, this is not something that was
the guy from Malta did not kill
came
her.
To find her.
Yeah. Okay. So Una, did you hear that? It was a lady downstairs who was very old who died. And
she
no one
died. When did we establish that she died?
She died 3 months earlier.
Yes, 2 seconds ago.
Okay. Sorry, Una.
Look at the traffic tickets on the car. That's your clue.
But the smell was coming from the apartment.
Right.
Maybe we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Una, what do you think about that story?
I think also a six.
Six?
I'll take it.
Una's tough.
Una is very tough.
We're gonna need multiple murders.
Well, thank you, Beth.
I'm sorry it wasn't too Una appropriate.
No, good story. Good story. It was much more appropriate than if you were upside down, in which case we would be talking to a 6 year old. So
what does that mean?
Yeah, I did was not gonna call until I knew she was 9.
Right.
9 is appropriate.
Yeah, 9's fine, right? Una can take it. Una can take a lot. Thank you, Beth. Una, right? You're practically a grown up, am I right?
She's not a little girl. She's a big girl.
Maybe you don't want to be a grown-up. What is the problem with grown-ups, Una? What is their problem?
They don't want to eat candy.
Right.
Exactly. They don't want to eat candy.
They don't want to eat candy. They have no idea what it's
like. Una, one of the greatest joys of my life has been watching Ken Friedman grow up over the years. Before my very eyes. He's become like a man. He's become very close to a man now.
Spoken like a true grown-up.
Oh, this is great.
You have no idea.
We should have just done stories with cadavers. This is just fantastic.
All right. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Una is going to decide who has the best crazy neighbor story. Going back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, it's you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You love the show.
How you guys
love
doing?
The show.
Good. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Hey, Mike. Okay, tell us your crazy neighbor story.
All right, so it's not my neighbor, but it's my friend's neighbor.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's got
you lose points right there.
A very eccentric yard. And by eccentric, I mean he has a lot of things floating around.
Right.
Like the other day, he had a carnival clown. That you, like, throw, like, a football through, so there's, like, the three holes chained to his fence.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay, and he's got, like, you know, the punching bag that, like, for Ty Bo or whatever you got.
Right.
A couple of trash cans, just a weird shed in the back.
Uh-huh. What's in the shed?
No one knows. Could be a body.
Yeah, okay.
It's air-conditioned, so, like, we don't know.
Hmm.
And what he does, like about 8 o'clock every night, is he blasts music, and he bangs on a trash can.
What kind of music is he playing?
Could be anything from Hannah Montana to Pink Floyd.
Any California soft rock in there?
Not so much. Mm. More like the heavier stuff.
So it's an acquaintance that regularly plays crappy music. That does sound.
And he sings to it.
It does sound like a really difficult relationship there. I wouldn't know what to do if I was. I couldn't even imagine having an acquaintance.
And like early coronavirus, he was sitting there screaming, "Open the bars! Open the bars!"
Okay, Una, what grade do you want to give that story?
Also a six.
Six.
Yeah.
Six?
Yep, six. Average.
You've got to admit,
sorry,
Una is
Mike.
A very consistent grader. There's no grade inflation.
Right. We've had four sixes, a five, and a 7.5. Mike got the 7.5, Mike in Toronto.
Yeah.
Mike is still the story to beat.
I think Una was right to take a few points off if it wasn't your neighbor, if it was hearsay, if it was a friend's neighbor.
Right, friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. Because where would that end? Everybody has a friend of a friend of a friend who has a story.
Una, what are the other big problems with grown-ups besides them not liking candy? Which I agree, I'm with you on that.
Una, you might want to ask your mom. Ask your mom, what's the problem with grown-ups?
No, I want to know what Una thinks. And you're talking over. Una, what did you just say?
They don't let me eat as much candy as they want to.
Right. They hate candy themselves, and it's not enough for them to not eat the candy themselves. They have to stop kids from eating candy. That's so messed up. Okay, we're going back to the phones.
Someday, Una, there'll be a cleansing in this country. Someday kids will run the country.
Hello?
A purge.
There'll be a purge, Una. Sit tight, Una. It's coming.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Devin from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Devin from Columbus.
You love the show.
I do love the show. I have a neighbor, I'm not going to give you the laundry list of how they're annoying, but recently, probably about a week before the election, I watched this guy hold a toddler and hit a blunt so hard that he dropped the toddler he was holding.
Oh, my God.
And it hit the porch floor, which is concrete.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, no. That's not good. You might want to call social services or something.
Believe me.
Yeah, so Una.
although we didn't advise the guy whose neighbor confessed to murder to call anyone.
I might be on that par.
So Una, did you catch what happened there? The guy dropped the baby and it made the house fall over.
No, he didn't say that, Kenny.
That's pretty much that was my interpretation of what he said.
Well, we could always embellish these things, but dropping the baby is bad enough.
So, Una, what's the score for that story?
Seven.
Seven! Oh, man!
Yo!
Devin, way to go!
All right, I
get the feeling Una's just rolling dice over there.
No, come on. This is objective. Una's applying...
You think there's a method to this?
Yeah. Thank you, Devin. Una is applying objective standards to this. Am I right, Una? Yeah, see that?
Una, I have a neighbor who buys all the candy in town and then makes a big fire in his backyard and burns all the candy so kids can't have any candy.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
It's my neighbor, Mr.
Jones. He's annoying. That's what he is.
All the candy, all your favorite candy. And he laughs, and he laughs maniacally. He's evil. Now, what would you give that story, Una?
She's thinking.
Can't imagine a worse neighbor.
Three,
Andy. Because she knows that you're a big fat liar. That's why you get a three.
I have a neighbor who's 10 feet tall, and he lives at number 10, and he has 10 kids, and he works every day 10 hours, and he goes to bed at 10 o'clock, and he sleeps for 10 hours a day, and his favorite number is 10. What would you give that story?
Well, that would mean that he wakes up at 8 a.m.
Okay. And he loves the number 10, and he has a big, big 10 on the top of his house.
Then why doesn't he wake up at 10 in the morning?
Okay, and he wakes up at 10 in the morning.
So that means he sleeps for 12 hours?
What would you give that story?
Two. Una, two. Say two. It's a two.
Also a three.
A three, yes. Because you and your Mr. 10 story are big fat liars, Andy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I was going to tell a story about candy and try to lighten the mood some.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi. So I had a neighbor, and he had these two blind husky mixes. They were huge dogs. They were beautiful. They were stone blind. They couldn't see a thing. Hmm. And he also loved to buy ice cream for them from the ice cream guy who drove around on a truck.
Mm-hmm. So, that's not good for them.
It's okay for him. You know, he liked ice cream, too.
I think ice cream's very bad for dogs. I think Una's right. But go on.
Well, so they got
chocolate
trained.
Ice cream.
Especially chocolate ice
cream. Right, chocolate ice cream could kill the dogs.
Yes. I don't think there was ice cream sandwiches or chocolate ice cream.
Right.
Maybe it was cookie puss. I don't know.
Soft serve? Like vanilla soft serve?
It could have been soft serve, yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, they were husky, so they love to howl, right? They're a real kind of singing breed.
Mm-hmm.
And because they got trained to be excited by the ice cream guy, whenever they heard the ice cream bell, like, you know, the turkey in the straw or whatever, they would just start howling their minds off, just going nuts. Now, the thing is, the guy wasn't always there, but the ice cream guy also got trained to go to that place because it was always good business. Right, he sells like three cones every time he stops by. So he would just go around the block sometimes in the summer. Mm-hmm. And just, oh my God, the sound of that truck and the sound of those dogs was burned into my head on my days off.
And
there's not a way to relax.
So it wasn't just the dogs barking. It was the ice cream truck jingle as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. And it wasn't just one guy. Everyone knew that route.
And the dogs were blind, but they reacted to the jingle.
Yes, real sweet dogs, but man, do they love
the house. If I had a blind dog, I would be the seeing eye person, the seeing eye owner, and would lead the dog everywhere it wanted to go.
I guess you would, yeah.
Yeah, part and parcel.
Yeah.
That's
a great story. Did you hear that, Una? There was an ice cream truck and dogs barking, and it drove this poor guy crazy.
Eight! Whoa!
Wait, that's an eight.
That's an eight. Alan, you are in
I
the
like
lead.
Because
you
likes
know your
dogs.
Audience.
Yeah, we have dogs in the studio here, Una.
You know who has 10 dogs? My neighbor, Mr. 10. He has 10 dogs. Some of them are little, some of them are big, some of them are brown, but they're all so nice. They're all so happy. They all run around the yard.
Yeah, Andy.
And they stay up till 10 o'clock every night.
Andy.
Oh, Mr. 10 loves dogs.
Una is asking you a question about Mr. 10's dogs. What breed, Andy?
They're all rescue dogs. They were huskies and hounds. They were all different breeds. And he saved them all. He was so nice because he loves dogs. And the dogs loved him, and he had 10 dogs. And Mr. 10 was the dog's favorite person. Everybody loved Mr. 10. And every time Mr. 10 told the story about his dogs, everybody said, that story is worth a 10. That's such a good, good, good story. Now, what is that story worth to you, Una?
One.
Five.
Boy, this kid's
boy.
Tough. This is a tough crowd.
Nice try, though, Andy. Rescue dogs are not a breed. Una knows that.
I'll get her.
Una, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a mutt.
Oh, good. Mutts are the best. I have
mutts
two.
Are the best.
I have two
mutts
here.
I'd give mutts a five. That's how much I love them.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, it's you. We're talking to you. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, who's this?
It's Frank from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Frank.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good. So what's it called? I was trying to think of a good neighbor story that's still kind of friendly. And I could tell stories of murders and stuff like that. But we had a neighbor who was a collector. So it was like a different kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like really neat because like, he's the type of guy that had like $10,000 in Halloween decorations and would like set up a trail in his backyard. And like, you'd hear stories of his wife getting mad at him because he sold 14,000 or bought 14,000 comic books.
Wow. And he had a trail in his backyard?
There's no better way to lure young boys into your backyard.
A trail?
Well, he would actually close off the whole alleyway and like eventually like, what's it called? I think 1 or 2 years he was able to get a permit. And then the town basically like said, like, no, you can't like just close off an alleyway because you want to do a Halloween thing.
Sounds like a great neighbor. It sounds like a very positive, fun story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great. But it was also, I think the best way to sum them up is like the collecting and the actual, like the commerce of it all was like his main vice. And so like he ended up going to jail for a couple of years because like the federal government actually built a case against him for like what's it called, like buying shampoo samples or something like that.
For buying shampoo samples?
That's a very serious crime.
Well, I think their whole thing was they were trying to say that he was like doing like interstate commerce and like acting.
If you hoard all the shampoo samples, can you people check into the Holiday Inn, the Ramada Inn? They go to their room. There's no shampoo there.
Then you just call the operator and say, "Can I have some shampoo up in
there's
room?"
No, they'll say, "Sorry, this that crazy neighbor with all the Halloween decorations. He has them all. Sorry, we can't help you."
Oh, then please connect me to the police.
Exactly.
He ended up, like, what's it called? My parents ended up having to, like, what's it called? We wrote letters, like, saying that, like, as a character witness of, like, no, this guy isn't running, like, this massive criminal enterprise. Like, he just saw, like, some, what's it called, a good deal on some, like, soaps and, like, was like, yeah, I'll get a case of those soaps.
Okay. All right, so Una, Frank's next-door neighbor collected shampoo and comic books.
He was obsessive.
And would have a little Halloween trail in his backyard.
But he would entertain all the kids. He would build displays every year. All the kids loved him.
So
what do you think that story is?
Six.
Oh,
nice try, Frank.
Harsh but fair.
Yeah, maybe if there had been a dead body or two. Thanks, Frank.
I'm sensing Una is getting kind of petering out.
No way. I think Una,
there's just a few more minutes left.
Una, are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
A little bit, right? A little bit.
Here's another story, Una. You know what else my neighbor, Mr. 10, did? He built a rocket ship and he took us all to a planet, a special secret planet where there were just mutts. The mutts were in charge. The mutts were the boss on that planet. And you know what the mutts said? The mutt said, everybody can have all the candy they want on our special planet. And we had so much fun on the planet of the mutts.
Six,
Andy. There's no real planet of the mutts. Hey, Una, are you doing school at home on Zoom? Are you going to school? Wow, you are going to school. That's great. Okay, we're ready.
I have the rest of the week off, including today.
Oh, good.
Sometimes she has off. Sometimes she goes to school.
All right, we're taking another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? It is you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It was your regular listener.
Is it Nadia?
Yes.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
How old is Nadia?
Nadia, how old are you?
I don't think I want to tell you.
Okay, yeah, don't tell us.
But I'm a kid. I'm
okay.
A kid.
All right.
So this is like we've arranged for a little play date.
I don't know about that. Nadia, you can...
Is this a kid show or something?
Yeah, tonight it is, I guess.
No, this show is not for anyone. Kids don't like us. Adults find us tiresome. We don't know. We don't know what our audience is.
So it's my neighbor. Since Trump lost, but he still has his Trump flag up.
Whoa!
And he has a dog running in the breeze, and it looks like it's like a flag with a running dog on it. And when it moves on the other side, the dog is standing, but on the other side, the dog is running. So when it is in the breeze, you can see it starting to run. It's so funny.
Wow.
Oh, it looks like a little bit of animation. It looks like the dog is really moving.
Oh, you're overthinking this, Andy. Una, yeah. What's the score for Nadia's story? Great story.
Also a 7 or 8.
Well,
a 7 or 8.
7 or 8, so we call that 7.5.
Yeah, now has anyone beat a 7.5, Ken?
Yeah, Alan. Alan got an 8.
Oh.
Wait a minute. If I can get Una to say 10 or a 9, right, to one of my stories, I don't have to pay Alan.
No, that's not. No.
Wait, Ken, no. Let me have this. Let me give me a shot here.
Nadia, should we let Andy do this? It seems like cheating to me, but.
No, how could it be cheating? I'm going to tell Una a story.
Fine. Nadia says fine, Andy.
Okay.
Thanks, yeah, Nadia.
Well, actually, it's 6:55 and your show is almost over, so
okay.
I'd rather just hang up.
I'm going to do one more. I'm
okay,
gonna
bye, Nadia.
Shot at this.
Okay, here's your last shot, Andy.
Let me tell you about my neighbor, Una. Can I tell you about him?
Fine.
Fine,
okay,
Andy.
Fine.
Go ahead.
Okay. His favorite person in the world is Una. It's you. He loves you. And he has 10 mutts. And they all have little sweaters with your picture on it. And every day he tells them stories about what Una did at school and what Una did at recess and what Una did after school. And the mutts jump for joy whenever they hear Una stories. And someday they'd like to meet you because you are their hero.
Fine, then what's all the kids in my class's name?
What was that, Una?
Fine, then what's all the kids in my class's name?
Give us some names,
you're
Andy.
Challenging me to prove that he knows all about you. Oh, well, there is. I know that there's a kid in your class named Bob.
Nope.
Hey, Una, I want to teach you a new word, okay? Because what Andy just did is he was pandering. That's what pandering is.
Pandering, yeah, that's worth a 10. When it comes to pandering, I am a perfect 10. What score would you give my story, Una?
It's still a 6.
6, Andy. You're out of luck. So I guess Alan wins with an 8.
All right. Give me his PayPal address.
So, Alan, email me at ken@wfmu.org. And, Una, I am really sorry that it was such a long, boring hour.
Una, do you think Ken and Andy are still annoying? Or do you like us better than ever? And that's how it ends, my friend.
Una, are you still with us?
We've stumped the kid. And that's how it ends, with a whimper.
Una, I enjoyed having you on the air tonight. Are you there, Una?
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for everything.
Una, can I
go home now?
No.
No, no, no.
Una. Andy, what happened to Una?
I don't know. She was exhausted, all that judging, all that critiquing.
Well, thank you, Una, wherever you are. Thank you.
The pressure got to her. She was great.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank Una's mom.
Thank you, Katie.
And Jeremiah, as always.
Yes, thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you, Nadia, our new regular caller, Nadia.
We'll take it.
Yep. And we'll see you next week at 6 o'clock. Bye, Andy.
Bye, Kenny.
Anything to add?
No, I love you, buddy. I love you with all my heart. And and we're doing our dance party. Right. We'll see everyone
December 5th. Tickets go on sale next week.
Now, can people get a discount if they buy in advance?
No. You said it was a $5 ticket.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give
a... Why would they buy in advance then?
$5 ticket. What do you need a discount on a $5 ticket for?
Fine. All right. Quit screaming at me.
Okay. Bye, Andy.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Andy. Una! This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiber.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Thank you.